Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Omarosa on the Today Show. She's with CBS apparently for the exclusive stuff. It's not the General Kelly tape. There's a little bit more of that that I only heard yesterday on the Chuck Todd Show. But new stuff. She was on this morning. And here is what she purports to be the tape, and I don't think the White House denies this. I haven't seen them deny this tape, although President Trump has tweeted out and talked about how bad it was having her in the White House. So, talked about this is the third time where she was fired three times on The Apprentice, and they kept on bringing her back. All right, here is cut 10. I'm sorry. This is President Trump's phone call to Omarosa. And in this, Trump claims no knowledge of the firing.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody,
wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't love you leaving at all.
I don't love you leaving at all. Okay, so you got to hear Trump obviously knew about this. He may have ordered it. They may have come to him and said, come on, you got to get her out of here. This is too much. It's bad enough here. So this gives Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show the opportunity. I think this will follow, Dan, this will be cut 10, to start making the points. And Omarosa is loaded for this, then contradicting herself. Well, this proves that Trump doesn't know what's going on. Who's really running the country? Is it General Kelly? Well, I think those on the left might prefer that, right? Or is it Trump?
He says he didn't know about it. He doesn't like you leaving the White House. Is he lying in that tape?
I'm not certain, but what's most concerning, one, why was I locked in the Situation Room for almost 2 hours? Why was I not allowed to leave? I'll get to the second part.
Yeah.
And lastly, when I asked to leave and I asked for counsel and I asked for my husband, why was I denied at least four times? When I spoke to him and he said he had no idea, that should be alarming to any American, that the President of the United States does not know what's happening with an assistant to the President who's known him for 15 years.
Okay.
All right. So this is that's the concern. Lying. Now, in this interview, Savannah Guthrie then tries to ask Omarosa a question about, well, if he's such a liar, they get into the whole lying with Trump and the number 4,000 times in 1 year and all. Why did you stay with him? And Omarosa lectures her and says, you can't ask two questions at once. I'll get to that when I want. I have all day to be here. This is just amazing. A woman who was dismissed, as much as you can dismiss, now is running the show on the Today Show and contradicting herself almost sentence by sentence. So it seems pretty obvious to me that President Trump knew about this one way or another. He's deflecting. He's just trying to be nice with this. That's a lie, Dom. You ought to call him. Oh, my God. This allows the media then at the same time to say, well, who's really running the country? If Omarosa was fired and Trump didn't know about that, that's like, you know, negotiating with the North Koreans that he didn't know about that. Really? Was this that major of a matter? Or was it an irritant? You can imagine a guy like General Kelly having a deal like this. Now, as far as people are already asking, well, what about the fact that she did this in the Situation Room? The White House and others making noises. I don't know that they'll do it, but there are technical legal violations, at least technical here, of what she did by taping the stuff with General Kelly. Now, whether they would rise to the level of criminal charges and how severe, I think, too, you might see some things classified, go back and classify them so that Omarosa can't release more tapes. But are you really believing that this is indicative. That's a big operation here. I don't know what the hell's going on. Where's General Kelly with Trump? Of the charge they seized on, that's what this is about. That this is a guy who doesn't know what's going on in the White House. That's dangerous. All right, here's the next part then. Why is he lying? You know, why is this continuing? Here's a little bit more of Omarosa.
But just to, I mean, you brought the tape.
Absolutely.
Is he lying? Because yesterday you told Chuck on Meet the Press, you think he did know you were fired.
Yes, because there was.
Right. This tape shows him saying, oh, I didn't know you were fired. Is he lying?
Yes, because there were subsequent calls after that.
Okay.
There is a complete organization between the two of them. He probably instructed General Kelly to do it so that he could keep his hands clean when he spoke to me. I'm wondering, is he sincere? The other question is General Kelly running this country or is the president running this country? Because he said he didn't know and they run a big operation.
Back
who
to
is
the
they?
Issue.
Who is the they in the tape? You can't ask the question and then ask another question without my answer.
That was an interesting point. And Savannah Guthrie didn't say, hey, I'll ask anything I want. Or what are you talking about here? Since when are you in charge? Oh, no. We have to let Omarosa continue in whatever style she wants because this is meaty. Now, this is a really good example of this is not going to work. The more Omarosa is out there, then when the book drops tomorrow, the contradictions in the book versus the stuff that she's saying will be all over the place. And right here in this joust this morning with Savannah Guthrie, it's indicative of the fact she can't keep the story straight. So one minute, Trump is just a liar. The next minute, really, they think, let's go with alarming. It's alarming that Trump didn't know about this. And General Kelly, a general, a military guy, is actually running the country. And the country is shocked today that he was able to fire this woman. That's what it's indicative of. What else is Kelly doing that the country ought to know about? Here's a little bit more to kind of finish it off. Guthrie backing down and Omarosa continuing.
You can't ask the question and then ask another question without my answer. You asked me, do you think he knows? The answer is,
not sure.
I'm not certain. Here's the other part. Who's running this country? When Donald Trump says that they run a big operation, who is the they? Is General Kelly puppeting Donald Trump?
Okay.
Is he truly running this country instead of the president?
Do you think the president lies often?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there
How
was a
report.
How long
have you known that?
There was a report that said that he lied almost 4,000 lies in the last year.
Have you known that he is a liar, as you say?
Well, absolutely.
Why did you work for him?
Savannah, slow down. I'm going to ask your question. Don't worry, I'm here. I've got all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask 10 questions in 1 second. It's okay. First of all, he is known to be an entertainer, to exaggerate, but I never expected him to lie to the country. I thought that he would take his oath of office seriously, that he would be committed to advancing this country. But instead, as I stated, there was a report that said he has said something like 4,000 lies since he's taken office. So he absolutely has an issue with the truth, and sometimes he battles with reality.
Now, just so you know, they never went back. Savannah Guthrie then, they didn't go to break. They didn't do anything like with Kanye West. Nope. Just let it go.
Savannah, slow down.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, slow down. You don't get to ask all these questions. I'll be here all day. Slow down. I'll answer them one at a time. Bring them on. We got more time with Trump here. Perfect example of NBC in the tank with a story that's going to go nowhere. And yet, it's going to get a tremendous amount of play. So, are they saying Trump is a liar here? He lied to her? Yes, he was doing what anybody did. I had nothing to do with that firing. Is that the end of the world? Or do we believe that General Kelly is running the country? That's what it's about. What's Trump doing there every day? Who is it that's actually making decisions that are earth-shattering like this?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.